coming up on episode number 717. There is absolutely no structure to today's show. It's an indie hodgepodge combined with a Lost in Translation and a couple All Requests, all thrown in for good measure. Covers of Donovan, the Talking Heads, and They Might Be Giants coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, November 2nd, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another hodgepodge edition of Coverville. Kind of an indie hodgepodge, all request hodgepodge, lost in translation hodgepodge, whatever you want to call it. A nice shorter show since I've been doing these like 13-song and 16-song extravaganzas lately. We're just going to do a nice and easy show with six songs and some trivia. I've got a special guest in the studio. Randy is here. Hey, Randy.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Doing well, and yourself?
Good, thanks. So, Randy, if you've been to the Coverville website, and if you haven't, shame on you, but you've seen a lot of Randy's work on there, a complete redesign that he and I did a couple years back, and we're working on some new stuff that you'll see, you know, in the next few months, we'll say. Is that safe?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I'd put you on the spot. So when is that going to be done right now?
No commitment.
But so we're working together on some stuff like that, and I actually brought him to the studio to see how I produce the show. We've got some ideas of ways to streamline episode creation, stuff like that. Stuff that you don't need to know about, but I'm telling you anyway. You know what you do need to know about is a giveaway that I'm doing. Stetson has teamed up with singer Aaron McCarley to help promote their new 2011 collection. You know, Stetson, hats, boots, Western wear for men and women. So to help spread the word, Aaron is giving away a free MP3 of a cover of the great Hank Williams' I Saw the Light. This is an excellent song, and this is, you know, when you get stuff like this, you think, oh man, all right, what are they pitching? This is a great tune, and giveaway or not, I would be playing this because I love it. So you're in for a real treat. Now, what they're giving away are signed totes from Aaron McCarley. So a signed tote signed by Aaron McCarley, and to win this, and you have to be a U.S. resident, you have to be 13 or over, but I need you to go to coverville.com and go to the show notes for this episode and post a comment. And what I want you to tell me, there have been so many different covers of Hank Williams' I Saw the Light. Who does your favorite version? You know, maybe it's the's version, maybe it's maybe it's the one I'm going to be playing right now. Let's go ahead and listen to it. From StetsonLooks.com, where you can download a copy of this very song, here's Aaron McCarley and her cover of I Saw the Light.
Just like the blind man, I wandered. times are nothing like they used to be. There's too many people and they're all too hard to please. There's too many people and they're all too hard to please.
From the album Laptop Campfire Speed, which came out this year, that is Marco Mahler and his cover of James Alley Blues, originally by Richard Rabbit Brown, also famously covered by Bob Dylan. Great tune there. Big thanks to Marco for sending that in. You can find out more about him at marcomahler.com. That's MarcoMahler.com. And of course, I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can check out his website. Before that, you heard Erin McCarley and her great cover of the old gospel tune that Hank Williams popularized, I Saw the Light, not to be confused with the Winona Judd track or the Todd Rundgren track. So if you put one of those as your cover, then, you know, you may still win, but I'm not gonna like it. I Saw the Light, which you can download free. You can download that track I played for free from StetsonLooks.com. Again, there'll be a link in the show notes to where you can find it. But at the top of the Stetson Looks page, you'll find a link to Aaron McCarley. And if you go to that page, you can download that track for free. Excellent cover of I Saw the Light. And again, to win one of those signed totes, I need you to go to Coverville.com and post a comment in the show notes for this episode, episode 717, and tell me your favorite version of I Saw the Light. I'll do the drawing on November 9th, so make sure that your post is, or that your comment has been added to the post by then. November 9th is the cutoff. Well, Coverville today is brought to you by Audio Engine, AudioEngineUSA.com. Their innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features. Now, I'm going to go off script here because they just sent me something brand new, something that they
are
just now advertising. This is a good radio here. Jump on in, Randy.
He actually is really grabbing a real box with a real product, just in case you wondered like I did, if he was kidding.
Yes, real box right here. You can hear me tapping on the box. The Audio Engine N22s. Now, this is a premium desktop audio amplifier. This is awesome. So let's say you've got passive speakers that you want to use with your computer system. Some really good passive speakers. Maybe you upgraded your home stereo and you've still got some decent speakers that you replaced, and you want to use those with your stereo, or you want to use them with your computer, whatever. This is the bridge. This is the way to get those two connected. You can connect your iPod, your computer, and your speakers or headphones for a great-sounding personal stereo system with the N22, or you can plug in an optional Audio Engine wireless audio adapter and use the N22 to power your home theater rear speakers. So you can use these with your big deluxe home theater setup and use these to wirelessly play your rear speakers. Really, really cool. The Audio Engine N22, a nice little desktop size device with a big old volume knob on the front, headphone jack in the front. It'll let you use your passive speakers with your desktop computer system, your other stereo, what have you. Can you tell I don't have any copy to use with these yet? It's my own fault. Go to AudioEngineUSA.com to check these out. When you're ready to buy, whether it's these products or anything else from Audio Engine, use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, when you buy online, and you'll get 10% off your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all your cables are included. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, let's get to a Donovan cover. You know, it's almost time for a Donovan cover story, isn't it? Let's go ahead and play a track, though. Burt's Blues. This comes from Tommy Dubs, another submission into the show here, from En Los Campos, his album. Here's Tommy Dubs and his cover of Donovan's Burt's Blues.
Sad lingo, going down its way to Haiti. Sad lingo, going down its way to Haiti. I've been looking for a good gal, but it's taking time. I've been looking for a good gal. My mind as well as my time. I've been singing in the evening, flying through the night. But I heard my good gal, I hope she makes out right, flying through the night. I've been picking up the sunshine, I've been drinking down the rain. I've been picking up the sunshine. It makes me think I'm when I see you again. You know time can bring a change, girl. It takes for me to see. You'll soon be off the range, girl. Things will only be the way they're meant to be.
Run, 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 run away.
Psycho Killer by Victoria Vox from her 2006 release and her Jumping Flea. She submitted that. Now, of course, it's been officially released, so it can't be part of the upcoming Talking Heads Coverville Open Stage project. But, boy, I'm excited about that. Coming up November, right around Thanksgiving is the deadline. If you've been wanting to work on a cover of a Talking Heads track, just go to coverville.com. You'll see up at the top Coverville Open Stage is one of the menu items. Or go to coverville.com/openstage, I believe it is. And you can see what songs are available, what songs have been taken. Randy, here in the studio, you've got Cross-Eyed and Painless, right?
I do.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear what you do with that. Have you done one for previous?
I did. I did Paul Simon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I remember that it was not the judge's favorite, but you told me you liked it. So yes. I slept okay at night.
Oh, good. It was good. That was for the 1978 one, right?
Uh-huh.
Very cool. Kodachrome.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Well, contribute. You know, put a song together and get it into me before Thanksgiving, and we'll include it on that Talking Heads cover album. Also, we're working with Shelby Miller, who's done all the previous album covers for the Coverville Idol / Open Stage projects, and he's got some great ideas for this one too. So this should be a very, very cool downloadable album that we're putting together here. Anyway, the music you heard, Psycho Killer by Victoria Vox, again from her 2006 release, and her Jumping Flea. And then before that, Burt's Blues by Tommy Dubs from the album En Los Campos, great cover there of the Donovan track. Now, still in the mood for some more Talking Heads? All right, how about one more? This is a request, and it's a great Lost in Translation track, too. This comes from a 2006 release called Africa Plays On. It is a cover of the Talking Heads' Once in a Lifetime, and it's done by a group called Oasis Diop. And not exactly sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but we're going to go with that. It's called Defal Luwar, and again, by Oasis Diop.
Les bonnes, les bonnes, à mon avis, d'un homme, gore, à que à mon ram ram. Le monde en jungle, kéman là. Au fait tout de am, au fait tagé am yari, au fait tagé démé.
Yeah. la de antes. Es una ciudad chévere y pa'cha pa'lante, llena de gente linda y de comerciantes. Cuando yo estoy en Estambul yo no lo puedo evitar. Me siento tan chévere que no quiero regresar a mi ciudad, porque me gusta aquí vacilar con toda esta gente linda, con toda esta gente chévere que llevo aquí, aquí en mi corazón, y lo grito con emoción. Me sale desde el corazón que en Estambul yo me quedo. En Estambul yo no me quedo, me quedo.
From the city, built on seven hills in her Bosphorus, she's very pretty. Grand Bazaar is my favorite, and I love the pistachio nuts, the diamonds, the silver, and the gold. It's the feeling that gets me walking on streets a thousand years old, center of the universe, and the capital to the greatest empires of the world, where seraglios were built, harems full of beauties were bought and sold. This tune was sung by Dario Moreno in 1955. He was my grandpa's friend, now rearranged by my daddy and his band, along with the latest trend. Let's meet in Istanbul, where many people live together in happiness and peace during thousands of years. Let the whole world learn to hold hands. Please, no more wars, hunger, nor tears.
Originally done by the Four Lads and famously covered by They Might Be Giants, that is Istanbul, not Constantinople, covered by Ayhan Sikimoglu, is the performer, the musician. The singer is his daughter, Aisha, and of course she was singing in French with a little bit of an English explanation at the end of the song. That is going out to Harold Meckler from Delmar, New Jersey, who recommended that one. Great cover there. So happy to play that. What a terrific request that was. Before that, Defal Luar, that was requested by Jeremy in Glendale, a nice world beat version of Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads from the 2006 collection Africa Plays On. That is a group called Oasis Diop. Well, what do you think? I'm looking at Randy now. What do you think? You've been watching how the show's produced. Is it... Am I doing it right?
You're doing an amazing job. I'm amazed by how you can stay focused and get so many things done. He multitasks better than any modern OS.
I know and you can kind of see this, you know, when I do the live shows or the live streams, that I have about a half a dozen applications open all at once, and I'm like bouncing back and forth between them to do show notes, to look up information, to figure out who requested something, things like that. All right. Well, you've sat through this much, Randy. So as a special treat, how about some Musically Challenged?
Awesome.
All right. Let's go ahead.
I hope I don't let Tina's average, you know, her
you're going to let it slip?
I hope it doesn't slip now.
I won't comment on that at all. It'd be so easy for me to say something that would get me in trouble later. So I will refrain. And getting out the notepad here, let's go ahead and jump right into Musically Challenged.
Hi, Brian. Brent Williamson from Bloomington here, coming at you with this week's musical challenge. I'm a pretty new listener, only been downloading your show for a couple of months, but it got me through the long process of packing and moving and repairing my old apartment, and now I listen every morning on my way to work. Thanks for all your hard work. So I decided to reward you with a little hard work of my own. I was listening to one of your episodes where you had real musicians doing covers of TV theme songs, so I decided for this round, I would flip it around on you. I've given you a challenge where TV characters do covers of real songs. That's right. These aren't your normal covers. Each of these covers was played on screen during a television show, and they're all covers of real songs. They're a little tough, so you might need some help from your buddy, Scott Johnson. Here's the deal. I've got 5 song clips for you. You have to name the song, obviously. You have to name the original artist. You have to name the show that this cover was used in. And if you can, you have to tell me the character or the actor singing the song in the show. If you get a perfect score, you can expect a $10 donation in your tip jar and more challenges from me. Ready? Here we go. First up, Olabia Softball. This is a pretty recent cover, and you should get the song name and the artist name right away. You might even get the name of the show if it's one that you're a fan of. But I wonder if your musical expertise extends far enough to recognize the voice you're about to hear. Here it is.
Wow. All right, you ready? That's set up, man. I'm ready.
I'm coding for Coverville instead of watching television. I'm a host.
Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it ain't rough, it isn't fun. Oh, 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 I'll get 'em high.
All right. Well, that was a cover of Lady Gaga, Poker Face.
I think yes. So.
And I'm going to guess that that came from Glee.
That's what I would
It guess. Sounded like Lea Michele. So that's what I'm going to go with is certainly one of the best vocalists, I think, on that show. And believe me, I have a little bit of a Glee cot. That started out watching the first episode of Glee and stopped pretty quickly after the... We loved the first episode, the pilot episode, but man, once it got into the seasons, the first season, I couldn't, for whatever reason, couldn't get into it. Did watch the recent Rocky Horror Picture Show one, and yeah, won't make any comments about that. But all right, so I'm going to say Lady Gaga, Poker Face, Glee, Lea Michele in the study with a candlestick.
Awesome.
Okay, how'd you do? Got it? All right, so. Moving on. This one is a little harder. The song's a little tougher, and we'll see if you can recognize the show it was on. Here's your hint. It was on a major network, was recently canceled, and featured one episode that was entirely musical, even though this particular song was from an earlier episode. Here it is.
Locking rhythm, the beat of her heart, changing music into light. She has danced into the danger zone when the dancer becomes the dance. It can cut you like a knife.
Okay. Any guesses before I throw it out there?
I have no idea.
You know the song?
I don't know.
Okay. It's Maniac from Flashdance by Michael Cimbello. I haven't seen it. I'm guessing it's Scrubs, because that sounds an awful lot like The Blanks. And boy, the character is Sam. I think is the attorney. It's all the attorneys for the hospital, and they have an a cappella band on the side. That's my guess on that one.
Well, how'd you do? Okay, no more rookie stuff. This one's a little different.
Oh,
this one wasn't sung by anybody on screen. It only appeared in the background of the show. Nevertheless, it was played repeatedly, and the song itself was a pretty significant plot point in the show's season finale. After hearing this cover, I checked Amazon every week trying to get my hands on the soundtrack. This song is supposed to be the most covered song in history, and this is my favorite version. If you can name the show and tell me why the song was important in that episode, you won't have to name the guy singing it. Deal?
Wow. All right. You got that one, right?
Watchtower, which is Jimi Hendrix, but
yep, originally Bob Dylan covered by Jimi.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Covered by Jimi Hendrix. That version right there comes from Battlestar Galactica, and it was the it was the song that was playing in the heads of the 4 sleeper Cylons that were on the ship. Colonel Ty. Oh God, I'm not gonna remember Chief Terrell. Anyway, Bear McCreary is the performer on that. I'm not sure if that's him on vocals, but that's Bear McCreary's version of All Along the Watchtower, which was on Battlestar Galactica. I think that should be enough information.
Wow,
right?
I'm amazed.
All right, here's another easy one. No setup for you here. Give it a try.
Now, a woman who kiss on a very first date is usually a hussy. And a woman who kiss on a second time out is anything but fussy. But a woman who wait till a third time around, head in the clouds, feet on the ground, she's the girl he's glad he's found.
All right, that's, you got no, anything on that? No, nothing, okay. Boy, I think Tina would have even gotten that.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. That is from Family Guy, Peter Griffin singing. I think the song is Shmapoopy?
It's Shmoopy.
Shmoopy. Okay. Yeah. And it's
that
from,
part I know.
And it's from a musical, isn't it? It's from Music Man or...
Shadoopy. Is that what it
Shadoopy?
Is?
Shadoopy? Okay.
Oh, shoot.
That's right. I think that'll be close enough. And it's from the episode where Peter Griffin joins the New England Patriots. And this is the song he sings to rile up the rest of the players.
I love that one. Okay, here's the capstone, the grand finale. This one was featured in a wildly popular show, another one that had an entire musical episode, and again, this song is not from that episode. It's sung on screen by one of the main characters, and we were all surprised to find out that he could actually sing pretty well. The audio quality's a little poor, but as you can hear, it was sung and recorded on set, not in a studio, which is impressive, and I think it adds to its charm. I saved the hardest for last, so brace yourself. Here it comes.
If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? Well, I must be traveling on. There's too many places I've got to see.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Free Bird by Skynyrd. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd, right? Or am I thinking Allman Brothers? See, that's the one. I always get confused.
I think it's Skynyrd.
I think it's Skynyrd, written for Greg Allman.
Yeah, it's the least favorite song to have shouted out in any concert.
That's right, yes.
That I know.
Boy, but as far as who's singing it, I think this is a stumper, or what show it's from. Let's say it's Hugh Laurie singing it on
House.
On House. Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's Hugh Laurie on House singing that one on the episode where he had to free a bird.
Somebody got a bird disease.
That's right. Yes, that's it. Exactly. Had the bird flu.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. It's over. Let's see how you did. First up, we had Poker Face by Lady Gaga. This was on Glee and was a surprisingly poor arrangement for such a high-quality show, but its quirkiness prompted me to send it in. It's being sung by the Broadway star of Wicked and Rent, Idina Menzel.
Oh.
You can't hear it in this clip, but it's actually a duet with the main female character on the show, Rachel. All right, number two was Maniac by Michael Cimbello. This one was from Scrubs, being sung by Ted the Lawyer and his a cappella band. Number three was our curveball, the only one not sung by a character on screen. As you could probably tell, it was All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan, but this one was from sci-fi fave Battlestar Galactica from the season 3 finale. Several characters heard this song playing throughout the ship, and it helped to reveal one of the show's biggest secrets before a blaring rendition provided the backdrop to an epic battle scene. This version was done by Bear McCreary, who did all the music for Battlestar, and all of it's pretty good. Number four is a fun one. It was the legendary version of Shapoopy from The Music Man, as performed verbatim by Peter Griffin on Family Guy, celebrating a touchdown he scored for the Patriots. They performed the entire 5-minute song, complete with the original choreography. Amazing. Lastly, we have my favorite, an acoustic version of Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. This appeared on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You know what? And why didn't I say that? Because I was thinking, oh, when he said an entire episode that was done as a musical, I was like, oh yeah, well that was had to be when he said that the first time for Scrubs being. They had an all musical episode. I was thinking Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Shoot, I should have gotten that.
Oh man.
Styles played by Anthony Head, and it totally blew me away. Did you win? Yes?
No.
No? Well, if not, here's a special bonus round. This one isn't a cover. It's the theme to a famous television show sung by a famous band. Tell me the show and the band. Here you go.
Yeah.
Well, she sneaks around the world from New York to Carolina.
Yeah, that is Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and the band is Rockapella.
All right, and if you didn't guess it, that was Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, sung by Rockapella.
Oh, nailed
great
it.
Great song. Well, thanks for playing. Hope you had some fun. This is Brent from Bloomington, signing off from Coverville.
Thank you, Brent. Awesome one. And see, here we go. Randy was in the studio here. He could see. I did no searching online for any information or pulling up YouTube clips or anything like that.
Yeah. Sorry, Tina. I didn't help our average.
That's all right.
Well, average.
Tina would have had the Battlestar Galactica one for sure, because she and I watched that show religiously. Loved it.
Oh.
All right. Well, cool. Well, that is, as they say, going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thanks to Randy for being in the studio with me. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. And thank you for listening. If you want to email me your request, your idea, your suggestion, or maybe you have a musically challenged clip of your own that you want to produce, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER. Didn't play any audio requests on this one, but oh well, I'll play it next time. And you can also go to coverville.com, the website where everything you need. Oh yeah, there we go, Coverville Open Stage. So if you go to coverville.com/talkingheads, you'll find more information about the Coverville Open Stage project. And you can also go to the show notes for this episode and leave your comments. Of course, that's the only way you're going to win that Aaron McCauley signed tote bag. Make sure to go to the show notes, leave your comment about the best version of I Saw the Light, and go download your free copy of I Saw the Light from StetsonLooks.com. That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. We'll be back on Thursday with a special Terry Hall cover story. Yes, Terry Hall from the Specials, from Coverfield, which is like Cloverfield, isn't it? Is that it's another JG
super special?
That's right. Yes, and that'll be on Thursday. Make sure you tune into that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpan Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com. Podcast so good, it's like you're there.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!